Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Humanities Council, creating lifelong leaders and promoting excellence in education. Join the conversation at mohumanities.org.
The state Senate has debated a proposal that would require a photo ID to vote in Missouri, but hasn't voted on it.
St. Louis Democrat Jamila Nasheed says compromise is not an option on a bill that would set up the framework to allow voter photo ID. She stalled debate for about 2 hours.
If you go back and you Google voter ID laws, state after state after state within the last 4 months have ruled it unconstitutional.
St. Joseph Republican Rob Schaff offered an amendment that would pay for the cost of IDs and birth certificates for those who don't have them.
What I have tried to do is to take a bill that I thought to a degree suppressed the vote and make it better.
A Senate committee has passed a measure that would ask voters if the Constitution should be changed to require an ID to vote. Alisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
The state Senate Budget Committee has completed its proposed spending plan for fiscal year 2017.
Senate Budget Committee Chairman Kurt Schaefer has said increases in Medicaid spending would take more than all the revenue Missouri is projected to take in the year starting July 1, and said that would preclude increases in other state programs. His committee approved a budget that reduces Medicaid spending by approximately $55 million.
They're looking for authority to spend a certain amount of money, and they're making various assumptions. And usually the department always wants to have more money than they really need, and so they estimate high, and we try and not estimate low, but estimate what we believe is a more factual number.
The committee also proposed that no state money should go to Planned Parenthood. The top Democrat in the budget committee, Kiki Curls, objected to that diversion.
It's one thing if we say we don't want to provide any monies available, obviously, for abortions. It is an entirely other thing saying that we would not provide any funding for the valuable services that they provide.
The Senate could begin considering the proposed spending plan later this week. Mike Lear, Missouri Net.
You're listening to news on Missouri Net. Planned Parenthood wants to negotiate on the demands of subpoenas issued by the state Senate. Chuck Hatfield, an attorney for Planned Parenthood, says providing patient privacy information and 6 years of documents is unacceptable.
We need to think about what the right process is for that. And I'm suggesting to you that we have skipped a step on what the right process is. Planned Parenthood has not challenged your authority to subpoena witnesses and does not. Planned Parenthood has not refused to produce any documents.
Some critics question why negotiating a subpoena is being considered. A Senate committee is expected to vote tomorrow on whether to order the director of Planned Parenthood in St. Louis and the owner of the lab that reviews tissue for Planned Parenthood to appear before the Senate by April 18th to explain why they haven't complied with the subpoenas. You'll find more news online 24/7 at MissouriNet.com. You're listening to news on MissouriNet.